from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. This presenter from North Korean television has confirmed that a 5.3 magnitude artificial earthquake that occurred today near its nuclear test site was caused by a nuclear test. Today marks the 68th anniversary of the founding of North Korea, and in the past they have marked these holidays by conducting nuclear and missile tests. UN in March imposed harsh new sanctions on North Korea for its continued and defiant violations of Security Council resolutions banning the country's development of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva today, another effort to arrange a ceasefire in Syria. Mark Toner is Secretary Kerry's spokesperson.
I can say that the Secretary remains committed to continuing efforts to try and resolve the remaining or outstanding issues in order to reach an arrangement on Syria that will put in place a durable cessation of hostilities, provide humanitarian access to all areas, and lead to a resumption of talks between parties in Geneva.
Kerry and Lavrov have met several times over the past 2 weeks in Geneva and at the G20 summit in China, but failed to finalize an agreement to end hostilities in Syria. French police have arrested three female suspects alleged to have been planning attacks in connection with the discovery this week of a car containing gas cylinders near Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral. Since the beginning of 2015, more than 200 people have been killed in France in terrorist attacks. This year alone, there have been 260 related arrests. This is VOA News.